Hey, everybody. Welcome to Get to Know Your Wedding Pro. My name is Reed with Best Made Videos. We are a wedding videography company based out of West Seattle, Washington. And today I'm joined by a longtime friend of mine who's actually coming to us from Portland, Oregon today via the internet is my good friend, Jessica Harriet. Jessica, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Reed. I'm glad we're doing this. We chatted about this a little bit ago, so I'm glad it's working out. So I'm Jessica. I'm the owner photographer behind Jessica Harriet Photography. I photograph a little bit of everything, from weddings, couples, engagements, as well as families, newborns, kids. I kind of do a little bit of everything. And yeah, I love it. It's my passion. And I actually picked up my first camera probably about 10, 12 years ago. So it's been a while, but I kind of really dove in about 7 years ago into my business.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. And we've actually met each other years ago at a wedding. And then we had the opportunity, you worked with one of my associates, Joe, this past summer as well with Rob and Kristen. And it was great. And so I so appreciate you taking the time to come on today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So talk about kind of, have you always wanted to be a photographer, or have you always been kind of creative? Or you said, you've had this long time passion, but did you grow up kind of trying to be creative as a kid, or how did that start?
So actually I had no idea that I ever wanted to be a photographer. I grew up in a small town, and my first creative outlet was actually dance. I was a ballerina growing up. And that was my creative outlet. As a kid, I was pretty shy. And when I was around 21, I was not a dancer anymore. I'd kind of closed that chapter and was looking for another creative outlet. And I picked up a camera one day and just kind of started tinkering with it. And then from there, I was actually at that point in time, I was coaching high school cheerleading. And then it kind of snowballed into capturing senior photos of some of the girls I was working with. And then it just kind of snowballed from there that I realized that was, another direction I could take my, something I could use with my creative outlet. So went from dance, the first, 20 years of my life. And then I found photography.
How did you get into dance? Was that something that your parents wanted you to do, or something that you wanted to do, or that seems difficult?
Yes. I was pretty shy as a kid. And when I was 3 was when I first started, they enrolled me in creative movement. Is what they call it when you're 3 years old. And then from there, I just kept doing it every year. And I did ballet, jazz, tap, hip hop, modern, all the different types you could, think of. And from there I was, taking anywhere from, some years taking a couple classes, and it worked up to when I was in high school, I was taking sometimes 12 classes a week after school. And then I also started cheerleading in high school. We didn't have a dance team, so I figured cheerleading was the closest thing to dance and a way to be involved in my school. So that's how I did that, which has been how it led to me coaching high school cheerleading after that.
What was that process like, being a coach?
It was very rewarding. I loved working with the kids and, just being, not just being their coach, but being someone they could go to and, potential role model for them. And it was a good way, to continue my passion of, dance and choreography and, creating, routines for the girls and working with the kids and, also taking things that they learned from there and kind of creating life lessons for them as well, as kind of was something I really tried to focus on with them. So very rewarding.
Do you still do any sort of dance now recreationally at all, or do you do anything like that to kind of keep that passion alive?
No, unfortunately not. I am hoping to. I actually have signed up for some classes, but I just haven't gone and actually done it yet. So eventually I will, but I just haven't had the time between, just finishing busy season with photography. So now wintertime, I'll probably get in there and get to those classes. So
Well, yeah, I mean, running the business doesn't allow a lot of
free time.
Yeah, I'm not. I always say, yeah, I'm not much of a hobby guy, so I definitely understand with that. So, how did you get that first camera? You said it kind of fell into your hands, and you started experimenting with that. Was it just kind of doing things in free time, or?
Yeah, I actually worked at a coffee shop in my hometown, and it was right on the port. It was the port of Chinook there. And after work one day, it was really pretty sunset. So I was like, oh, let's go down there to the port and take some photos of sunset. And then from there, it snowballed when my friends, she was aspiring to become a singer. And she had asked me to take a couple photos of her for her CD, for her demo. And then from there, it snowballed into taking senior photos of my girls on my cheer squad.
I bet that was a fun experience.
Yeah.
And so then you kind of started doing that. And then when did you decide to kind of, you know, officially kind of start a business and decide to make a go of it?
Yeah. So then I moved from my small town. I moved to Portland, Oregon, about 9 years ago now, 8 or 9 years ago. And then here for a couple of years, and I was kind of trying to, I wasn't coaching cheer anymore. So I had a little more time to try and focus on photography. So I decided, you know, I really wanted to make that my career. It was something I was passionate about. And I did attend the Art Institute in Portland for a little bit, just to kind of get some, you know, education from other creatives where I felt like I couldn't teach myself. You know, I was going out and shooting as much as possible, but there were, you know, some back end things that I just wanted to get that knowledge from somewhere else. So I did that for a little bit. And then from there, it just kind of snowballed. And I booked my first wedding, I think in 2011. So, and from there, I think I had 3 weddings my first year starting out. And I was pretty proud of myself for that. I was like, all right, 3 weddings, here we go. And then just kind of snowballed from there, just kind of took off and word of mouth. And I think too, it was really nice coming from a small town. I had a lot of support. And with social media these days, you know, it was just, you know, it seemed like every time I was sharing, you know, a new event that I, you know, whether it was an engagement session or a family session or a wedding, it was, you know, getting interest from someone else and a lot of support from my hometown. So, and I even still go there often to my home, and I do a lot of family sessions and engagements and weddings there. So it's great to have that support system from my, you know, from my small town, as well as I've built, you know, pretty good clientele here in Portland as well. And then I also, you know, travel up to Seattle, up your way. So, which is where we met.
Yeah, I want to touch on that too and kind of expand on that. What was that first wedding like that you booked as kind of official? What was that?
So actually it was a lady I worked with, her daughter, one of her daughters was getting married, and she knew that I was aspiring to, you know, be a photographer, and I hadn't done any weddings yet, and I was hoping to dive into that. And she just, you know, stopped me in the lunchroom. She's like, I want you to photograph my daughter's wedding. I said, well, you know, I've never shot one before, right? And she was like, oh yeah. She's like, but I know you'll do great. And, you know, going into my first one, you have to start somewhere, but I, you know, I didn't really know what I was getting into, but it was a really cute, intimate wedding. It was at a little coffee shop in Oregon City. Great group of people. And after that, I was immediately hooked. I was like, yep, definitely want to photograph more weddings. And this is definitely something that I want to continue and pursue.
When you mentioned just the, oh, I'm sure you'll do great. It just reminded me, and maybe you've had this experience too, that quite frequently, you know, we'll get ready to leave a wedding after filming, and the guest or a mother or father will come up and they'll always say, oh, you guys did, you know, great job today. Like, you guys did a really good job. And I'm always like, you guys haven't seen any of the video yet. You've seen none of the photos. You know, I mean, just because we are still standing here at the end of the day, I mean, I know that we did a good job. I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but that always just makes me laugh. I'm like, oh, I'm sure you did good, or you'll do great.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually get a few of those, especially at the end of the night, you know, and in a way it's flattering too. Cause I'm like, you know, they're supported without even seeing any, like you're saying, any of the footage or any of the, you know, images of it and created from that day. But yeah, it's, you know, you always get that especially towards the end of the night of a wedding.
So you said that you were kind of immediately hooked. What was it about the actual weddings that, that inspired you and that kind of made you gravitate towards that?
You know, it was just, I really like capturing all the different moments of the day. I love capturing people in general and their personalities and letting that kind of create, help me create the photo or images that I'm capturing. But with the wedding day, you know, there's so many different pieces throughout the day and different people you get to meet and work with. And just the whole aspect of that, I think too, me, like I was mentioning growing up, I was a pretty shy kid. And even into my, you know, early adult years, I was still pretty shy. And I think that was really a way for me to kind of come out of my shell. And I think that really helped me grow as a person because I kind of had to be, you know, when you're, you know, photographer, videographer, you're kind of help, you know, kind of keeping things going and running smoothly and kind of keeping on the timeline and kind of directing people. And, you know, so I think it really helped me grow as a person and as well as, you know, something I love to do. So.
Yeah, I think they, it would have to be a struggle that I do think people kind of underestimate how much, you know, of the social politicking or whatever comes into play, you know, as a wedding veteran, especially like as a photographer. And yeah, if you're someone that grew up really shy and kind of being thrust into that, like you might not necessarily anticipate. Was that kind of a struggle or did you feel like you kind of naturally kind of broke through that?
I think I naturally kind of broke through that. And I think some of that too probably came from my dance and cheer background, because even though I was shy, you know, when I was dancing or cheering, you know, you're in front of people, in front of a crowd, and you have to, you know, it's kind of, I think that helped me grow. And I think that was in a way kind of helping me prepare for my next step, which is photography and directing people and being in front of, you know, sometimes small groups and sometimes large groups and kind of just kind of keeping the ball rolling and really not being, you know, you can't be shy because you got to, you know, make sure you're helping out your bride and groom and, you know, helping create the day that they want and with their images and, you know, because they're, you know, entrusting you, you know, and your vision. So I think it was kind of all these different stepping stones to kind of get me to where I'm at now.
Yeah, because if you certainly like if you're nervous or you know, have any hesitation, you know, they have lots of nervousness, maybe not hesitation, but they certainly there's lots of nerves on the wedding day. You hope there's not too much hesitation, but at least nerves. So you kind of after you did three weddings that first year and mm-hmm. then you kind of figure like, okay, now this is solid. I'm going to make this game plan or what was that next kind of leap or step?
Yeah. So then I was in Portland for a couple years and, you know, it was kind of building, you know, I'd book a few more weddings each year. And then I actually moved up to Seattle for 2 years because my family had kind of a good part of my family had moved up to the Seattle area. So I kind of ventured up there just to give it a try and, you know, be closer to my family. And even then, you know, while I was up there, I was starting, you know, kind of rebuilding clientele up in the Seattle area. But I was still making a lot of trips down to Portland because I had, you know, already kind of started a base of clientele there and, you know, was continuing to go back and do like, you know, yearly family sessions with, you know, people that I've built relationships with. And then once I was up in Seattle, I actually started coaching cheerleading again too. So then I just like to be busy apparently because I was photography, coaching, I was working another job and then I was up there for about 2 years, came back to Portland, realized I love Portland a lot, but you know, I can still serve, you know, the Pacific Northwest from here. And, you know, I've traveled to California. This year I went to Minnesota and Wisconsin. So, but yeah, and then I think the last 3 years is when I've really kind of put a bigger focus on my business and really, you know, really going for it. Cause this is what I want to do. You know, this is my passion and this is what I want to, you know, I like, it's a job, but it doesn't feel like that to me.
Yeah. I mean, like we're working right now, getting to hang out, you know, so you said you decided your heart was back down in Portland. What is it about kind of the Portland? Is it the city or the environment or the nature? What is it about Portland that speaks to you?
I think it's, you know, the nature. I live in Portland currently right now, but I'm always venturing. It seems to be kind of like a good central location. Cause I do things down in central and southern Oregon. Like I said, I go up to Seattle often, love going out to the gorge. I think that's just one of my main draws is I love the gorge and I've done a lot of sessions out there and, you know, there's multiple places you can go to that, you know, are in the same area, but they look totally different, you know, once you've captured it on your camera. So there's a lot of options out there. And I don't know, it's just something that speaks to my heart here. And I really love Central Oregon too, just that kind of more high desert vibe there as well. And hoping to get down there more this next year.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly is a different, even so close to Seattle. I mean, just a lot, even the terrain and like my grandpa lived in Eastern Oregon for years. And like, it's just totally different than anything mm-hmm. that you you know, just in terms of like scope and size and whatever. So as someone that you know, works both in Seattle and Portland, how do you find kind of that balancing act between the two? And what do you think the differences are between Seattle and Portland?
It's definitely been a balancing act that I'm still working on. I feel like I'm in my car a lot, but that's okay because I love it. You know, Seattle definitely has more of that. I guess big city vibe. It has more of that city vibe. You know, I don't really get to the outskirts of Seattle as much. I know there are places, you know, on the east side that you can get out more in nature. But I think that's why I like Portland, because you definitely have that city vibe as well, but it's not, and maybe it's because I've explored Portland more, you know, I'm not sure, but it definitely seems like, you know, each direction you head, north, south, east, west, like you're not that far from the beach or, you know, like I said, along the gorge, there's Mount Hood, there's so many beautiful areas. And I feel like this is just kind of a good central hub for me where I can get, you know, go up north to Washington, or I can, you know, be in Southern Oregon and not, you know, in a couple hour drive as well. So, but I definitely like, you know, anytime there's somewhere new that someone wants to go, I'm always in.
Do you find there's a big discrepancy between budgets and pricing between Seattle and Portland?
Yeah, it seems like Seattle, there's just kind of a different vibe, I think, up there, or at least maybe I just haven't gotten my name into the right, you know, people or areas that, you know, that maybe I want to work with. Cause I'm sure that, you know, I feel like Portland and Seattle are similar, but they are very different, you know. But I think in Portland, I've just found my niche of people that want to explore. Like I said, I keep going back to the gorge, but I think that's just because I'm out there a lot, or I'm over at, you know, the coast at the Oregon beaches quite often as well. And, so those places kind of speak to my heart more as far as locations. And, you know, I think it's important for every couple, especially with weddings. I keep kind of talking more about weddings, but, you know, I think there's a big thing too about, you know, every wedding needs to be super, you know, adventurous, and which those are absolutely wonderful. And of course I want to photograph those, but I think it's also important to make it really unique to the couple, you know, whether that is a big church wedding or going out to the gorge or going to the beach. And so I just think it's really important that no matter where your location or, you know, where you live, just making sure wherever you're selecting a location for, whether it is a family shoot or a wedding, that, that it's something that speaks to you and your family, or, you know, you and your husband or wife to be.
No, I think that's a great point. I think it's difficult sometimes as vendors of any kind that you have like your own certain kind of like, well, this is how I would do it, like where I would get married, and this is how I would do it. And like, it really is like each wedding really does like speak to the individual couple. And I do think it's kind of hard to like reconcile that sometimes where you're like, that, you know, I would never want to do that. But this, they do, and it looks awesome, and that's great. Or like, yeah, you know, like Dorothy and I weren't like really up for like the adventurous type of wedding, but like I would totally go film that, but I probably wouldn't want that for my own day, even though I think that that's exciting, you know?
Yeah. That's why I think it's so cool. Like that's what I try and emphasize to my couples, like, especially with weddings when they're still trying to, you know, figure out details and locations. And, you know, I just always tell them to, like, you know, do what speaks to you. Like, don't do what you think is expected of you, you know, follow your guys' gut and what you guys want to do is, you know, and the same thing with picking your vendors even. So,
Talk about kind of your photography style and kind of how, you know, you approach kind of that. And it could be weddings or portraits or whatever, but how do you, you know, what's your kind of artistic style on that?
So for me, it's definitely something I'm always, you know, over the few years I've been kind of working towards to perfect and kind of get where I want to be with that. And, you know, I think over the years, and I think too, a lot of this actually comes from dance. I think being a dancer, I was very self-aware of my body and being a ballerina. And I think that has helped me with capturing people and, you know, cause I like them to be more candid with each other. You know, I'm not, you know, I'm going to direct you in ways, but I'm not going to pose you. And two, I think too, just me as a photographer, knowing, you know, where to place them and getting the right angles that's most flattering for them. And making sure they're having fun. You know, that's like the most important thing. And I want to capture fun. Or, you know, if it's an intimate moment, I want that to be captured. So, I think the biggest thing for me is, you know, I'm going to direct you and give you cues, but I'm not going to be posing you because, I want it to be more natural. So when you look at your photographs, It's not, oh, this is how Jessica made me stand. It's, you know, oh, that's how we would hold hands. Or that's how I wrap my arms around her, you know, or around him. So I really try and keep it as natural as possible.
I think that's a fantastic point about kind of your knowledge of kind of the body and what is flattering and what isn't. And so I'm sure like growing up in the dance community, there was, you know, probably a lot of like scrutiny and making sure everything looks nice. And like, yeah, I think that like coming from like when I came from news into like weddings, like that was just not something that I was even like trained to look at, was like how people are standing. And it could be how the girl's standing or the guy or how anybody is, you know, that just a slight kind of one way or another could make or break or whatever. I mean, it is tough, right?
So yeah. I think that's why I was, you know, when I think about things and people and how to, you know, get, you know, especially if you have two people or you have a group of people, you know, getting them to all kind of work together, but keeping it natural. I think, you know, just coming, you know, I, you know, was a dancer for 20 years. And I really think that body awareness and, you know, with individuals, whether it was me dancing or choreographing, you know, a group of, you know, girls together, or a group of guys and girls, you know, dancing, I think that really helped me, was one of my stepping stones, you know, in directing people now. And, you know, cause I have a lot of people, you know, almost every photo shoot, we're really awkward together in front of the camera. I get that all the time. And I'm like, you know what, don't worry. And if you are, just be yourself, because I want you to be you, but I'm going to help direct you. And you know, by the end, they're having a great time. And usually they don't want their session to end, which is my goal every time. They like want to keep going. So that makes me happy by the end of the session when people are like, no, like we're having so much fun. This is like a date night now. But yeah, I really accredit a lot of that to my dance background. I think that really helped me a lot with visualizing and seeing people together and, you know, getting them in the right movement and placement, you know, with each other.
No, I think that's great. I think that's a fascinating point. What kinds of couples and families and things do you find, you know, that you attract the most, or that you're attracted to, the kind of that vibe and to work with?
I would say just anyone that, like, I think my main thing is, like, I just want you guys to have fun and interact with each other. So, you know, carefree, not being like, okay, you just need to sit there and smile, you know. And yes, of course, I want you to be smile and be happy. But you know, at the same time, I want movement and laughter and love and, you know, seeing a family interact together or a couple interact together. That's what it's all about. Or, you know, even if your kiddo is, you know, not, yeah, maybe they're not making eye contact with me all the time. And, you know, maybe their hair is a mess or whatever it is, or they're putting her, like, I had this one friend who her daughter just did not want to have her hair down. She just kept putting it back up in a ponytail. I'm like, you know what? You're going to remember this though. When she was six, she was just like, nope, mom, my hair is going in a ponytail. And I'm like, that's how you're going to remember it. You know, it was, her hair was a mess, and she was having a good old time. And I'm like, that's what you're going to remember. So, you know, I think just being carefree and just kind of going with the flow. Because the moment I think you start to kind of tense up, or like, oh, it's not going how I visualize, like, just trust in me to capture you guys, how you interact as a family or as a couple. Because the more fun you have just enjoying each other and being in the moment with each other, the more you're going to enjoy the whole experience in your photos after.
Do you find, as someone that does a lot of like, you know, families and other things too, like, and maybe this was just when I was kind of like not in this world before, but it seems to me like the amount of access people have to like getting high quality, like family photos, like every year, or like amazing baby photos, or amazing like back to school photos, or like, it just seems to me like we're at such like a luxury now where like you can really like chronologically like capture like your family story over the years. Like, do you find that, and that people are taking advantage of that more, and do you like that?
So I have a handful of families that yearly they set up their yearly family sessions, and it's fun to revisit their previous sessions. So usually for those families that I do, you know, yearly sessions for, sometimes even 6 months, you know, especially in the earlier years with kiddo, sometimes I'll do every 6 months. But usually every year is pretty standard. I have a lot of families that I do that with. And before each session I have with them, I'll revisit, you know, their previous sessions just to kind of refresh. And then it's fun to see the kids and how much they've grown, and, you know, their different little personalities that have come out, especially with kids as they're growing up. And it's really fun too, because working with families, it's, you know, it's an honor that they keep asking me in return to keep photographing their family as, you know, they're growing throughout the years, and how I'm going to photograph their kids' senior photos. And it's just, you know, that makes me feel good, because obviously I'm doing my job and delivering them something that they're treasuring forever and that they can't wait for even future shoots. So that makes me feel really good about that.
Yeah, I just feel like growing up, it's one of our birthdays, like my grandma, or one of my mom's birthdays, my grandma put together like a big frame collage of like photos of us like through the years. And like, you know, they're just like, was a couple, you know, like, oh, here was like one when I was in high school, and like here's one when I, and like other than that, like I think we have like our yearly Christmas card photo that like my mom took, but like we just don't have that. And like I just think nowadays with like social media and like mini sessions and family sessions, and like the ability to do that, I just think that it's a great way that people have. And then, you know, you kind of have this digital, you know, history now of kind of your family and kids and kind of all these like important moments in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same for me. Cause growing up, I honestly can only think of one time we ever had family photos as a kid growing up. And I think I was about 4 years old. So that's the only time I can remember ever having like a family photo, you know. And I think we only have one photo from that session even. So, you know, where now, like you're saying, it's, you know, it's so much easier to share images too. And I think people are excited, you know, like through social media, they're excited to be able to get photos every year and share them with their friends and family. And there's so many different ways they can share them now. And so it's fun, you know. And I think too, now that you brought that up, it, you know, because now I'm kind of like, oh, it's kind of a bummer. We only have one. There's only one time I can think of that we ever had family photos taken. So I'm just glad that I, you know, have, families that keep coming back to me. I love doing it and I love working with them and seeing their families every year.
Yeah. Let this be a, don't be us. Don't be not having enough photos. Yeah. as we're lamenting right now about our both mutual lack of family photos. What are some of the biggest challenges of kind of running a business outside of, you know, the like actual stuff at the wedding day or dealing with families or things like that?
You know, I think for me, you know, time management, you know, there's so many different aspects. I think people don't realize behind the scenes that, you know, for me, it's just me. There isn't anyone else helping me. So I'm doing, you know, all the scheduling, all the, you know, contracts and website and invoices and, you know, and then as far as too, you know, driving to sessions and taking the photos. And I think too, even, people don't realize even like on the back end after your session, there's a lot of, you know, it's a big process that goes into that, you know, uploading and calling and, you know, so something I've been working on is time management, you know, too, and allowing myself to have a little bit of personal free time sometimes, you know how that goes. So especially during the busy season, you know, pretty much May through November is pretty crazy. But that's just something that's always evolving and, you know, trying to find ways to, you know, better serve my clients, you know, the best that I can.
So when it came to you, did you ever like have any like entrepreneurial background in your family, or like, was this something that you've just kind of had to learn as you go, or how did that work out?
Actually, my dad, has been a big help in that. He actually owned a business while I was growing up. He owned a grocery store in our small town in Owaco, Washington. So I watched him run a business there. And even now he's up in Seattle and he has his own business there as well. He's a carpenter, remodeling, you know, people's kitchens and whatever they need built in their homes, which was his passion originally before he owned the store. He was doing that up in Seattle prior to that. So I'm really thankful for my dad because he's been my go-to for questions in that area and, you know, taxes and all that, you know, all that kind of good stuff. So he's definitely been a big help. And someone I can always go to and ask for help, and someone also I admired because I watched him do it over the years growing up. So.
Yeah. Looking back now, I would have been better off getting like a, you know, finance degree or a business management or something. Then, you know, the broadcast journalism sounds good, but it's not as useful as I think like as being the tax accountant. Were you scared in running the business, or did you just, having seen your father kind of go through that, or did that alleviate some of that, or was there worrisome to you, or did you think, wow, he can help me out if I need it?
I think it alleviated any fears I had, because I don't ever really remember ever being afraid to do it. I just kind of like jumped in like feet first and I was like, all right, I'm just going to do this. I'm not really sure what all I'm doing or how to navigate this, but I'm going to figure it out. And I think I just kind of had that attitude going into it. And I've just kind of kept that. Obviously, there's been times where I've kind of second guessed myself, you know, and, you know, as we all do. But yeah, for the most part, I just knew I was like, yep, I'm just going to do this. This is what I want to do. And then there have been times where I'm like, thank goodness I have my dad, though, because there have been some questions and some things where I don't know who to go to. And he is my number one person I'm picking up the phone to call. So, I really thank him for that, because, you know, like I said, even being the shy kid growing up, this was something I was just really confident in doing.
As someone that was shy, is it tough, like, where it's like Jessica Harriet Photography, like it's your face, like it's your brand, like are you happy with that? Is that hard to like kind of be able to put yourself out there like that and be like, this is my work and this is what I'm proud of? Like, I even still, like, I just edited our compilation of like weddings for the year, and I'm like even just sending it to the guys that shoot for me, and I'm like nervous, like, mm-hmm. Well, I hope they think I did a good job with this, you know. Do you worry about that?
Absolutely. I think I'm a bit of a perfectionist, which can be a blessing and a curse. But yeah, absolutely. And I think, because to me, every session, like when I go to deliver it, it's a kind of, not to be corny, but it's kind of an extension of me. Cause I look at myself as an artist and as a creative, and, you know, I've captured them in my creative, you know, how I see them. And so when I deliver galleries to clients, I'm always kind of like, on the edge of my seat, like, I hope they like it. I really hope they like it. So I think too, because I put so much time and work into my galleries and into my photos, because I treat every session as if it were my own, you know, if they were my own photos. And sometimes I probably put, some may say I might sometimes put more time into them than I should, but it's because I care so much and I want to give my clients the absolute best product possible. And like I said, cause it's kind of an extension of me and my heart and, you know, putting a lot of work into that for them. And then too, you know, with my clients and my couples that I work with, and, you know, I've gotten to know them. If I didn't know them before, you know, usually over the period of time, especially with my wedding couples, you know, setting up calls and different things, you really become good friends with them. So it's important to me that I deliver them, you know, something that, you know, I'm proud of, and I want them to be proud of it too, and happy with the results. So I'm always kind of, you know, it's my name on everything. So everything I'm doing, I'm like, oh, should I do this? Is this okay? I don't know. Hopefully this is good. Hopefully they like it, you know? But I think too, it's been good in helping, you know, kind of build my confidence too. And the more sessions I do and deliver, but I'm still always a little on the edge of my seat when I deliver something to a client, because I want them to be happy.
Yeah. I have a rule that once I deliver, if I've watched a video, you know, however many times, and deliver it, like, I have a hard time going back and rewatching it then, because I'll always find something, and
Something a little bit, or
yeah, and like, all, you know, Dorothy will be like, nobody can tell that but you. But it is hard, because I do think, like, and that's a sign of somebody that cares, right? It's like you say, like, you treat it like your own, and you want to, you know, you always want to be proud of the work that you deliver. I imagine that Portland, like Seattle, has a wealth of photographers and, you know, people working and being successful. Is it hard to stand out? How have you found success in kind of like creating your style and brand, mm-hmm. and how do you work at kind of standing out? Is it just like, is it hard work? Is it the networking? Is it, you know, something else I'm not thinking of? I mean, how do you go about that?
Yeah. So I think first off, it's just being really true to me and what I want to stand for. And I think, because I think with, you know, there are a lot of creatives out there, which is wonderful, but it's hard to not compare yourself, and the comparison game gets really difficult, you know, because I follow a lot of other creatives on social media. And so then I start comparing myself, and, you know, sometimes I get in that little self-doubt bubble, and then I kind of rein myself back in and just, you know, stay true to me and what I believe and how I want to serve my clients and with, you know, my style. And, you know, so I really try and stay true to myself, and just continuing to build those relationships with my existing clients, you know, and, I think that's really helped. And from there, it kind of builds. Like, word of mouth is huge. You know, I mean, honestly, working with, you know, families, and then they know someone else that's, you know, got another family, needs another family session. And I think word of mouth is huge. And really building those genuine relationships with your clients is something I think that's really, you know, been beneficial to me. And I've built a lot of friendships in that way too, you know, because I feel like all my clients are my friends. You know, maybe that sounds kind of corny, but it's true though. But I mean, because you get to know them, and I like to get to know them and their personality, so I can help bring that out in their photos. And so I think too, with word of mouth and, you know, just making sure I'm, you know, sharing things on social media as much as I can, which can get, you know, like it's when, you know, like when you're wearing all the hats, it can get hard, you know, all the different things and aspects of trying to get your name out there. And there's a lot of creatives. And I think the number one thing is just staying true to myself and my brand and what I stand for and being genuine with my clients.
That's great. And I loved just looking at clients as friends. And I will say that nothing makes me happier. My wife is far more popular and has way more, you know, quote unquote friends than I do. But like, if we post like a photo of us online, and like, I'll get a lot of my wedding clients like comment, and she'll be like, who are, and I, you know, I do know people and people do know me. And just because, you know, I didn't have three bachelorette parties doesn't mean that I'm not, don't have a little bit going on. Talk about one thing I've heard a lot of people say is, like the Seattle wedding community is, you know, pretty welcoming, you know, pretty good at like getting to know people. Do you find that in Portland as well? And that it's a lot of like community over competition, or how do you think that works out?
Yeah, I think it is. It's very welcoming, because I wasn't from Portland originally. I grew up on the coast, and there weren't really any photographers in my hometown. And I mean, there were a couple, I guess, but you know, when I first started out, that was kind of when digital was still kind of becoming a thing. And, you know, there weren't a ton of photographers, and social media wasn't really a thing even then. I was like, I think Facebook had just launched like a year or two before that. So, but when I moved here, and I think especially too initially going to the Art Institute, I met a lot of other creatives in different worlds too, you know, videographers and calligraphers and, you know, just different types of artists in that sense too. And then I think getting out there and going to different, you know, networking or classes or different events with different vendors, everyone has been so welcoming, and I've made, you know, pretty much, you know, like instant friends with other photographers when I've gone to events, and, you know, we're all supporting each other. So, I've made a lot of good friends since moving to Portland. And I think that was one thing when I moved to Seattle, I'd kind of slowed down doing photography a little bit, and I wasn't putting myself out there as much. So I'm sure that, you know, it's just as great up there too. But that was one thing that kind of pulled me back to Portland, is I had such a good support with other creatives in Portland too. So that's kind of was a draw to come back as well.
I probably should have asked this earlier, but you speak of the small town you grew up in. I don't know if I've ever heard of this town, and I've been working in news. I've been quite around the Pacific Northwest. Talk to me about this town that you grew up in.
So it's Long Beach Peninsula. Ilwaco was where my high school was, and I think the population is maybe 1,000. If that even now, I have no idea. there's one stoplight in Ilwaco. So it's pretty tiny. But you know, we always just kind of called it the beach growing up, because there's a lot of little beach towns along the peninsula there. And then two, we were over in Astoria, because Astoria, Oregon is just across the river. So my parents' house was actually closer to go to Astoria, Oregon than it was to get to my dad's business in Ilwaco from my parents' house. So, but yeah, tiny little small town. But it was a great place to grow up. And, you know, I pretty much, it was like you went to school, like whoever you went to preschool with, you probably the same kids you graduated with, kind of thing. So, and a lot of those kids, I shouldn't say kids, we're adults now, but you know, we're still, that's true. We're still friends to this day. So that's kind of that cool, thing. And I think too, like I was touched on earlier, you know, coming from a small town, having that support was really great when starting my business, because I started it, you know, in my hometown. And even since moving to Portland, you know, I'm traveling to my hometown. I went there probably more this summer than I have in a while, but I think I had more shoots there than I did in Portland this year.
Was that tough, kind of making that transition just as a life experience from that small town to Portland back when you moved originally?
It was. I decided to make a move just to do something different, because I think I was around 20, must have been 23, I think, when I moved to Portland. And I just kind of wanted to change and something different. And I knew my sister was in Seattle, because she was going to school up there, and she'd been in Seattle since she graduated. She's a year younger than I am. And so it's kind of like, I could either go to Portland or Seattle. Those were kind of like the two big cities I kind of knew of. And, I just decided to go to Portland because it was a little bit closer to home. It's like a 2-hour drive basically to get to the coast. So I just kind of jumped and did it, and I've made a lot of great friends here ever since. So
when you're not, photographing weddings, what do you try to do to, if you have any spare time, which I totally understand if the answer is no, what do you do, you know, recreationally or to do to pass the time now? What are your interests?
Oh goodness. When I do have some free time, I'm usually spending time with friends, honestly. There's a lot of great places around here to go eat in Portland and different places to go check out, and, you know, live music. I love going to live music, you know, no matter what it is. I like going out to Edgefield. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Edgefield. It's McMenamin's out there. So I usually just try and spend my time with friends, because I don't know, I like enjoying my friendships and relationships and meeting new people. And honestly, and you know, from photography, a lot of my photo clients that started off as just clients initially are friends that I hang out with now. So it's really cool.
Now that we're kind of in a little bit of the off season, kind of moving, you know, into January and in the winter, what are your goals now, you know, for growth and kind of, you know, long-term now, and it could be within the next year or more, where do you kind of see the business going from here on?
So I think my goals is just to, you know, I'm really going to focus on, trying to get my name out there more. And I would really like to travel more. I'm hoping to get up actually to the Seattle area more this next year with weddings and, just kind of expanding where I go and, you know, meeting more people. And, you know, I think a lot of what's neat about this job is meeting the people in new places I get to go explore and photograph and just kind of see in the world. I know that sounds kind of cheesy, but, you know, I really just want to get out there and explore and, you know, photograph stories for people and capture moments. And so I really just hope to keep continuing growing and, you know, getting more clients and, you know, building more friendships with them. And two, what's really cool is I really look forward to couples that I've photograph that have decided, you know, if or when they decide to start families, when they call me and let me know they're expecting, like, that's always such a fun, you know, step in continuing that relationship and not just being their engagement wedding photographer and now becoming, you know, family photographer, newborn photographer as well. So I'm just looking forward to more sessions, meeting more people and continuing that relationship with my existing clients.
Yeah, it's always interesting to me, kind of how many different, you know, lives, you know, we touch in terms of, and especially I always lament not being a photographer in terms of, like you said, you have that opportunity to, you know, kind of grow with this family as they go through the years, mm-hmm. and the need for, you know, videographer, you know, I mean, there are birth videographers, but I haven't branched into that market yet, but, you know, the need's a little less as time goes on. And so, talk about that kind of just that, obviously you enjoy that, but just being able to like touch all these different people's lives and all these kind of pivotal points in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wonderful. And actually a story from earlier today, actually, I got to, you know, I get to know sometimes things or life moments that are happening, you know, that are private, you know, and I get to share things. For example, a longtime friend of mine, that I grew up with, her brother was in my class since preschool. I'm pretty sure she was a couple years younger than me. But I got to photograph, you know, them letting everyone know that they're expecting another little baby on the way. And so it's really fun to be involved in those moments. It touches my heart that people trust me to capture those moments, and that's what they're using to share like their exciting news with their family and friends. And so she got to share one of the images today, and she texted me and she's like, I just shared the photo. And so, you know, it's fun to be a part of that and to continue, like, you know, capturing those, you know, those big life moments for people. Like, that's, you know, they're trusting me, you know, with that. And that's such an honor. And so, and it, you know, there'll be many a times too, where you'll see me at a wedding and I'm crying because I'm so involved with the couple. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this first look is the best first look ever. And I'm all emotional, but, it's just really great to continue to capture, you know, these big moments in people's lives, or even if it's not, they just want to, you know, we just want to set up a session for fun with you just to go have fun. You know, like it just means the world to me that people keep coming back.
Yeah, it really does take you back, you know, when you're looking through and you know, the photos and video that, like I said, putting together my compilation, like we had a groom this year, Corey, and like, I mean, had probably the biggest reaction you've ever had to a bride walking down the aisle. Aww. I mean, we're talking like 30 seconds of like, just like arms flailing and crying. I mean, but like, you'll never not like see those photos or the video and like not remember like being there at that moment, you know? And it does, like even like edited, and I'm like, oh man, I still remember that, you know, because yeah. It does. And I think that people like, yeah, I mean, it is a business and obviously like we're there, you know, earning the living, but like really being a part of those moments, I mean, really can't be, you know, understated how impactful it is for everybody. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. It you know, I sometimes forget that it is a job, you know, when I'm doing it, because I'm so involved in the day or whatever it is that we're capturing. And, you know, it's just like I'm part of it. So I you know, I almost forget like, oh yeah, this is, you know, I'm actually a vendor to these people, but it becomes much more, than that to me. And I think that's, you know, that's a part of it. That's, you know, that's why it's I'm doing my passion, and that's, you can't ask for much more than that.
Perfect. Well, I think that's a good place to wrap up for today. I want to thank you so much for, you know, setting this up. And I know we've talked about this for a long time, and I appreciate you making the time. And as someone that I've known for a long time, it's good to get these people on and kind of get to know you more and get to know you behind when, you know, obviously we're just at the wedding day or chatting via, you know, messenger about an upcoming wedding. If people want to learn more about you and your photography and see your work and learn more about your story, what would you have them check out?
You guys can find me on my website, jessicaharrietphotography.com, as well as find me on Facebook, also on Instagram. And yeah, if you want to chat more or get to know more about me, or if you want to, you know, we need some photos, you know, just give me a call or shoot me an email.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. This has been another episode of Get to Know Your Wedding Pro. Check back next week for another wedding vendor interview. Thanks so much.